Hello, my name is Percy and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get to know your opinions. So do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or a television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on any political campaigns?
I didn't understand one word what you say. Because you speak so fast. I couldn't understand that.
Okay, so do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or a television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency,
a media agency, or volunteer
on any political campaigns?
No, not at all.
All right. Do you speak Spanish?
I do.
All right. So, ¿en cuál idioma te gustaría llevar a cabo esta encuesta? ¿En inglés o en español?
It doesn't matter. I understand. As long as they speak, you know, normally, not so fast. Yeah, I understand.
Okay. So, with which political party are you registered?
Republican.
Republican? All right. As you may be aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. So thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican primary election for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Miami-Dade Lake County, like Sheriff and Supervisors of Elections on Tuesday, August 20th? Would you say you're definitely going to vote, you're very likely to vote, you're somewhat likely to vote, you're not very likely to vote?
No, I always vote.
You always vote? All right.
That's my right. So I do.
All right. So you're definitely going to vote then?
You always
vote. All right. What is your main racial background?
My what?
Your main racial background?
All right.
White. All right.
Hispanic. You?
Hispanic. All right. So what is your age?
72 years old.
All right. So from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami-Dade County focus on most to help you and your family? Number one, taxes and county government spending. Number two, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries. Number three, crime and public safety. Number four, corruption in county government. Number five, housing and property insurance costs. Number six, traffic and congestion. Number seven, illegal immigration. Or number eight, overdevelopment.
The grocery thing and, you know.
All right. All right. So now I'm going to give you a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County and across the country that you may be familiar with. And if you could please indicate if you either have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or a very unfavorable opinion towards each of them. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, you can also say that, please.
Okay.
So this one is Donald Trump.
Very likable.
All right. What about Ernesto Rodriguez?
I don't know nothing about him.
All right. What about Joe Sanchez?
Well, Joe Sanchez, is the chairman, right?
I believe he's a candidate for sheriff.
Yeah, that's for sheriff. Yeah, I know about it.
All right. So what kind of opinion would you say you have towards him?
I would try to vote for him.
All right. So would you say, like, very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
All right. What about Mario Knapp?
No, I don't know.
All right, no worries. What about Francis Suarez?
Yeah, it's likable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
All right. What about Kevin Moreno Cabrera?
Oh, I only listen about him, but I didn't see anything that he likes. No.
All right. You don't like him?
No.
Okay, so that'd be like somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
All right. So what about Jose Aragu?
Jose? What?
Oh, Jose Aragu?
I didn't hear about neither, so. No, because I don't hear about it.
I'm sorry, could you repeat your answer? So for Jose Aragu, would you say it's somewhat favorable or somewhat... Somewhat unfavorable? All right. What about Rosanna Cordero Steffes?
No, it's someone... Okay, forgettable.
Oh, I can repeat again, no worries. So, would you say towards Rosanna Cordero Steffes, do you have a very favorable opinion, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable? Somewhat favorable, all right. Yeah. What about Ron DeSantis?
Yeah, it was very favorable.
Very favorable, all right. So, as you may know, 6 years ago, a constitutional amendment was approved by Florida voters that requires all counties and state to hold elections for local offices such as sheriff, clerk of courts, tax collectors, and supervisors of elections. Previously, the people in these positions had been appointed by the Miami-Dade County Mayor, but now Miami-Dade County voters will be able to elect candidates from these offices. So if the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote for? And the list goes, Joe Sanchez, John Rivera, Rosanna Cordero Steffes, Mario Knapp, Ignacio Alvarez, Jasmine Bishop, Jose Aragu, Jeffrey Giordano, Ruman De La Rue, Ernesto Rodriguez, Rolando Riera, or Alexander Fournette.
They all applied for sheriff?
Yes.
No, I only want to vote for Joe Sanchez.
So you're going to vote for Joe Sanchez?
Yes.
All right. So now, amongst a smaller list of candidates, if the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, and it was in between Joe Sanchez and Rosanna Cordero Steffes, for who would you vote for?
Joe Sanchez.
All right. So as you may know, President Donald Trump has endorsed Rosanna Cordero Steffes in the elections for Miami-Dade County Sheriff. So considering this, would you vote for Joe Sanchez or Rosanna Steffes?
No, I vote for Joe Sanchez.
And prior to taking this survey, were you aware or were you unaware that President Donald Trump had endorsed Rosanna Cordero Steffes in the election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff?
Yeah, but I don't care.
All right. So,
So now
I'm going to give you some statements about Joe Sanchez. And afterwards, if you could please tell me who would you vote for? So Joe Sanchez was born in Cuba, and he and his family fled communist rule when he was just 6 years old. Sanchez has lived in Miami for over 50 years and is a proud product of the Miami-Dade County Public Schools and Miami-Dade College. Sanchez is a career law enforcement officer who served in the Army Reserves for 8 years and has worked for decades as a Florida Highway Patrol trooper. Sanchez will prioritize neighborhood safety and bring no-nonsense approach to crime if elected sheriff. So now, having heard of this, would you vote for Joe Sanchez or Rosanna Cordero Steffes in the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff?
No, I vote for Joe Sanchez.
All right. So, and I'm going to give you statements both about Joe Sanchez and Rosanna Cordero Steffes. So one candidate is Joe Sanchez. Supporters say Joe Sanchez has lived in Miami for over 50 years, will bring a no-nonsense approach to crime if elected sheriff, and strongly supports President Trump and his law and order platform. Opponents say Joe Sanchez served as a Miami City Commissioner for over a decade and is tied to the corrupt Miami political machine and voted to give millions in taxpayer dollars to build Marlin Park. And then another candidate is Rosanna Cordero Steffes, and supporters say Cordero Steffes is the only candidate endorsed by President Trump and has dedicated nearly 30 years of her life serving your community in the Miami-Dade County Police Department. Opponents say Rosanna Cordero Steffes has lived and voted in Broward County for the last 25 years and has aligned herself with progressive Democrats like Mayor Danilo Dinkava. So one final time, having heard all of this, if the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, Would you vote for Joe Sanchez or Rosanna Cordero Sets?
Joe Sanchez. I know Joe Sanchez for a long time.
All right. So we're almost done. We're about 95% done. So I do want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. So if you were to label yourself, would you say you're liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Yeah, I'm conservative.
Very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat.
What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
The high school.
High school, all right. What is your national ancestry?
I'm Cuban.
Cuban, all right. In your home, do you always speak Spanish, or do you mostly speak Spanish but speak some English, or do you speak Spanish and English equally, or do you mostly speak English but speak some Spanish, or do you always speak Spanish, or do you speak English?
We do Spanglish.
Spanglish? All right. So, is it...
You will start with English and finish with Spanish, or start with Spanish and we'll finish with English. So.
All right. So would you say you speak it equally then? You speak Spanish and English equally?
Yes.
All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. Have a good rest of the day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Goodbye. Thank you.